You are hearing Fintita Podcast. Understanding the world of money mules, risks, consequences, and prevention. Introduction. Money laundering remains one of the biggest financial crimes globally, enabling criminals to move illicit funds undetected while compromising the integrity of financial institutions. Among the many tactics used to launder money, the role of money mules has grown exponentially. Despite not being directly involved in the crimes generating illicit funds, money mules serve as critical intermediaries in transferring and disguising financial transactions, often unknowingly aiding criminal enterprises. The widespread increase in money muling presents an urgent challenge for global law enforcement. Understanding how money mules operate, their classifications, motivations, and the legal repercussions is essential for financial institutions, policymakers, and individuals alike. What is a money mule? A money mule is an individual who receives funds from a third party, often without understanding the illicit origins, and transfers the funds to another account, earning a commission or financial incentive in the process. Criminal organizations rely heavily on money mules to launder proceeds from fraud, drug trafficking, cybercrime, and other illegal activities. Money mules serve as intermediaries, ensuring that money moves through legitimate banking channels without attracting suspicion. While some individuals unknowingly engage in money muling, others willingly partake in financial crime for personal gain. Types of money mules. Law enforcement agencies classify money mules into three distinct categories based on their level of awareness and involvement. 1. Unknowing unwitting money mules. These individuals unknowingly engage in money muling, often falling victim to job scams or online solicitations promising easy income or remote work. Such individuals may be instructed to receive money, open multiple bank accounts, or process transactions, believing they are part of a legitimate business operation. Common deception tactics used to lure unwitting money mules include fake work from home job postings offering fast income, romance scams where fraudsters build emotional trust with victims before convincing them to receive and transfer money, emails from international companies offering lucrative roles that require handling transactions. While these money mules may be unaware they are participating in a crime, legal repercussions still apply, potentially leading to prosecution for money laundering. 2. Witting money mules. Witting money mules exhibit a degree of awareness regarding the questionable nature of their actions but choose to ignore the risks. These individuals may accept financial incentives in exchange for transferring money, even if they suspect illegality. Common scenarios involving witting money mules include individuals knowingly accepting payment to process funds through personal bank accounts, employees pressured into handling suspicious transactions within organizations, individuals who maintain plausible deniability regarding criminal involvement despite recognizing red flags. While witting money mules may argue ignorance, authorities treat them as complicit, often prosecuting them under financial crime laws. 3. Complicit money mules. At the highest level of involvement, complicit money mules are fully aware of their criminal role, actively working with fraudsters to launder funds. These individuals often operate within structured crime networks, enabling money laundering at larger scales. Some characteristics of complicit money mules include intentional recruitment of other individuals to participate in financial crime, use of fraudulent documentation to open bank accounts for money transfers, manipulation of banking loopholes to move illicit funds under false identities. Complicit money mules are aggressively targeted by law enforcement, facing severe criminal penalties, including long-term imprisonment. How money mules are recruited. Criminal organizations use deceptive tactics to recruit money mules, exploiting vulnerabilities in individuals searching for work or financial stability. Some common methods include fake job offers, Fraudsters post attractive job listings promising high salaries for minimal effort. These roles often appear legitimate, involving customer service or payment processing. However, the job description ultimately includes receiving and transferring funds under false pretenses. Social media and dating scams. Scammers often use romance scams to build trust with individuals online, convincing them to handle financial transactions on their behalf. Social media platforms also serve as hunting grounds for fraudsters seeking financially desperate individuals. Online marketplaces and freelance work scams. Many money mules are recruited via online marketplaces, where fraudsters pose as employers offering gigs requiring handling transactions. Unwitting freelancers accept these roles, not realizing they are part of a money laundering scheme. Legal consequences of being a money mule. Regardless of intent, acting as a money mule is illegal and carries severe penalties. Some of the legal consequences include criminal charges. Money mules can face prosecution under financial crime laws, often resulting in mail fraud, wire fraud, bank fraud, money laundering, aggravated identity theft. Convictions for these offenses can lead to significant prison sentences, hefty fines, and lifelong restrictions from financial institutions. Financial and credit damage. Many money mules suffer long-term financial consequences, including loss of banking privileges due to fraud investigations, damaged credit ratings, restricting future loan applications, being held personally liable for repaying stolen funds. Additionally, fraudsters often steal the personal information of money mules, using their credentials for further financial crimes. Who is at risk of being targeted as a money mule? While anyone can be targeted, certain groups are more vulnerable: students searching for part-time remote work, job seekers desperate for financial opportunities, individuals on dating websites being manipulated into money laundering, elderly individuals targeted for their banking accessibility. Understanding red flags can prevent people from unknowingly becoming accomplices to crime. Warning signs of money mule scams. Individuals must remain alert to the following red flags: suspicious job offers, unsolicited job postings promising quick money with minimal effort, employers using non-corporate email domains Gmail, Yahoo, Hotmail, roles requiring individuals to open new bank accounts, unusual requests from online contacts, social media or dating connections asking you to handle money transfers, individuals you have never met urging you to process transactions, requests to accept cryptocurrency payments or wire transfers. If any job offer or online communication requests your involvement in handling funds, it's crucial to verify legitimacy before accepting. How to protect yourself against money mule scams? Individuals can safeguard themselves through financial literacy and awareness, verify employers before accepting job offers, research companies online to confirm legitimacy, avoid opportunities involving handling funds as an employee, reject any requests to open bank accounts under a new business name, never share bank account or personal details. Fraudsters often collect personal data from victims to commit identity theft. Avoid sharing bank account details, government-issued identification, sensitive passwords and financial credentials. Report suspicious activity. If you suspect money mule activity, contact local authorities or financial regulatory agencies. Notify your bank to block unauthorized transactions. Warn others by spreading awareness of common money mule scams. Conclusion. The growing threat of money muling continues to pose challenges for financial systems worldwide. While some individuals unknowingly fall into the trap, others intentionally engage in illicit activities for profit. Understanding the risks, consequences, and recruitment tactics can help prevent individuals from being exploited. By increasing awareness, enforcing stricter banking policies, and educating vulnerable populations, law enforcement agencies and financial institutions can work together to combat money laundering networks effectively. Stay tuned for more Fintita podcasts, Middle East leading e-learning platform for finance, tax, and accounting professionals.